This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Water woes? Well, we seem to have them every year for various reasons. Now, remember last year? Well, last year we were told by the all-knowing and all-seeing government that while there was a good snowpack from the winter, the soil was simply not saturated enough from fall rains to absorb the winter runoff and therefore reduced water for the Klamath Project. You know, I think they have a dartboard in the back of their office, and they just close their eyes and throw the dart, and voila! That's the reason the Klamath Project cannot get a full allocation of water this year. Well, it certainly is not going to be because the soil was not saturated enough in the fall. I had the distinct pleasure of going out to one of our transmission sites on Maywood Drive, and when I drove out on the dirt road, everything looked fine until I started slipping and sliding around. Yep, under probably an inch of dry-looking dirt, the water table was so high, it was Mud City. When I got out to the site, there was about 3 inches of water standing, which forced me to wear muck boots to get out there. So, well, we can rule out the ground not saturated enough excuse. One down, many more to go. If winter continues the way it is, oh, well, the snowpack is below average, so we'll have to reduce water deliveries to the Klamath Project. Here I simply ask the question, what years exactly do they use for their, quote, average excuses? Thinking back on it, we've really had only one hard winter in probably the last 10 to 15 years, maybe even 20. Remember that year when we had to shovel our roofs to keep them from collapsing? Yeah, it was a tough winter, but it was also a long time ago, and more recently, the winters haven't been nearly that bad. So what is the quote-unquote average? My guess would be that dartboard again. Close your eyes, throw a dart, and voila! We're only at 62% of average for our snowpack. Meanwhile, here it is coming up to January 1st, and Klamath Lake is being flushed right down the Link River to the sea. Cut the flows and keep more water in the lake? Well, that's blasphemy. The dartboard says more water down the river, and we even threw the dart twice, so it's justified, you see. Oh, we'll hear about critical habitat for the sucker, but again, that's probably estimated by the now-familiar dartboard in the back room. Perhaps they should be throwing those darts into the lake, which may take care of the sucker problem altogether, as well as all of their other estimates concerning water in the Klamath Basin. Mad? Sure. Disappointed? Sure. Hopeful? Absolutely. But unfortunately, I'm a realist too. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.